an absolutely up or down vote on our future is the Climate Commitment Act and whether we are going to embrace among the largest gas tax increases, gasoline price increases in the country, or whether we are going to say no, there's no call for that. There's no justification for that. We've been talking about the Seattle Times editorial saying that you should vote no. And interestingly, someone who says you should vote yes happens to be the most esteemed and influential climate scientist in the state of Washington. It's Cliff Mass, who's no stranger to KVI listeners, someone who sticks rigorously to the science and therefore is not a fan of alarmists of either the left or the right. Cliff Mass joins me this morning on the John Carlson Show. How are you, Cliff?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
And thank you again for joining me. I want to read, here's the two opening paragraphs of the Seattle Times editorial asking people to vote no on Initiative 2117 that would repeal the Climate Commitment Act and what is called the invisible tax, the carbon tax on gasoline. Here's the first paragraph. Climate change already is affecting Washington state in profound ways, including dangerous heat waves and the too frequent uninvited smoke from burning forest fires that drives people inside during summer days. Is that a true statement?
No. And, you know, that's one problem with the Seattle Times article is that, or whatever you want to call it, the editorial. You know, they're making claims that climate change is causing all kinds of stuff, like the wildfires. Climate change is really a very small contributor to it. In fact, you know, I'm doing research on exactly that topic. So that's a problem just to start off with, you know, in that editorial.
Let me go to the second paragraph. Waterways are warming. A statewide drought and lackluster snowpack have wreaked havoc on the state's farmers, fish populations, and even hydroelectric power generation. Ever drier forests are increasingly at risk of more frequent and intense fires. July marks the 14th consecutive month of global record high temperatures, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Is that an accurate paragraph?
It isn't, and I'll tell you why. First, the question of drought. Is drought becoming more frequent here? It turns out that the amount of precipitation is unchanging. If we look at the records, the rainfall here is not declining, and in fact, climate models don't suggest it will. And then the snowpack, which eventually will decrease as we warm, it hasn't shown much sign of it. If you look at the snowpack in the Cascades, over the last, let's say, 30, 40 years, there's hardly been any decline, just a slight decline. So, I mean, these claims of terrible things happening with water are simply untrue.
Why is Cliff Mass, instead of just staying quiet, because I'm assuming, and we'll talk about this in a moment, I assume you're taking some grief for coming out in favor of Brian Haywood's Initiative 2117 to repeal the Climate Commitment Act, why are you urging people to vote yes?
Well, I think there's some terribly things wrong with this Climate Commitment Act. And I can just go through the list of it. Number one, it is terribly regressive. So the way it works is that, you know, poor people are hit much harder than richer people. The gas prices went up initially about 50 cents per gallon, and that's just the gas at the pump. And the natural gas for heating your homes, that went up. Everything else goes up as well because, you know, you have to transport things around. And the people that are hurt the most are people that are lower income. Now, it didn't have to be designed that way. I was supportive of another carbon initiative, mm-hmm. yes, 1631, back several years ago, and that taxed carbon but gave the money back to low-income people. This does not do that. So the fact it's highly regressive, that's one problem. Another problem is how deceptive its advocates have been, including the governor. I mean, the governor stated explicitly that, it'll have hardly any effect on gas prices, pennies. Well, it was more like 50 cents, and we ended up with close to the most expensive gas in the country. In fact, we did have the most expensive gas in the country for a while. So lying to the public is really bad. Another problem is there's no measures of success. They're given, so far, in the first year, they brought in $1.5 billion. That's a lot of money. And to all kinds of projects. And there's no measure of success. Are these projects actually reducing emissions, reducing carbon in the atmosphere? There's nothing there. And finally, if you look at the list of projects, I mean, half the projects have very little to do with climate change and emissions. I mean, you can get to the list online, but some of them are just very silly and, you know, politically oriented and have very little to do with climate change. So it's been basically creating a huge slush fund for the legislature. So, you know, if you care about climate change, I care about climate change, this is not the way to do it. Very ineffective, very wasteful, and very deceptive.
Let me run for our listeners what the governor said in July of 2022. After the Climate Commitment Act passed and shortly before it went into effect, he was being interviewed by reporter Matt Markovich.
At what point are you going to tell the people of Washington State that they're going to possibly see much higher gas prices next year because of the CO2 emissions tax?
Which... Well, that's not true. They are not going to see much higher gas prices, maybe even lower than they are today.
Maybe even lower than they are today, said the governor in 2022, Cliff Mass.
Well, that's not telling the truth, and that's a problem.
What strikes me as overwhelming is how the elites in Washington State are putting vast amounts of money into the 2117 campaign. You have Bill Gates has donated $1 million at least so far. You have Steve and Connie Ballmer. I think they're in for $2.5 million on this. So they clearly are going to have more money when it comes to advertising. They have a very obscure ballot title, but they've attached to it a message that on the ballot itself, it says this will take money away from transportation and other investments. And they also, of course, are trying to get government agencies that are getting money from this. Governments like Redmond City Council is going to be voting on this tonight to come out against it. So, if you will, the forces of political clout are all marshaled in support of a no vote here.
Well, that's true, but I think they're going to lose. I mean, the initial polling suggests overwhelming support for this initiative or this vote. And, we've seen some other initiatives about carbon. And people do not like to be taxed at the pump like this. And they certainly don't like being deceived. So I have a feeling this is going to win.
The people will see through it?
I think people will see through it. And I think people are sensitive to having these gas prices that are wild, right? And the fact they were lied to, you play the tape, it's so obvious that they've been deceived. And I don't think people like it. So I'm very optimistic that this will pass.
You know, I share your optimism because all you have to do is remind people that this was a 43-cent-plus gallon backdoor gas tax. So if you want to pay less, vote yes.
That's right. That's a very simple message, and I think people can understand that.
Yeah, I mean,
but it's beyond that. People don't like being deceived, and now it's very clear they were, and I think that's also very powerful.
So, when you're looking at the overall issue of climate change politics in the United States today, Cliff Mass, are you optimistic or pessimistic?
The politics,
yes.
Or about dealing with climate change?
I know, but you've made it clear that with technology and the fact that this is a slow-moving challenge, that you feel quite optimistic that...
Right. I'm extremely optimistic. I mean, the effects of climate change, you know, they're there, but they're far less draconian and serious than some people are suggesting. They're using it as a tool. So climate change is less of a problem. And the big thing is technology can get us out of this. I mean, it's really pretty simple. We're putting too much of a certain gas up there. We need alternative energy supplies. And clearly, in the long term, you know, we can use nuclear power and particularly fusion power, which will eventually be available, to replace a lot of the use of fossil fuels. That is only a matter of time. So we do have options. So I'm very optimistic in the long period. But we got to be very clear. The impacts of the warming are really quite modest. And more important than that, technology like air conditioning has really reduced the effects of heat events. So there's no end of the world problem, and it's one that we can solve.
Well, the other thing is that we keep hearing, for instance, about deaths caused by excessive heat, but deaths caused by excessive cold weather are far more numerous.
That's correct. Way, way more people die of cold than heat. And obviously, when you warm up, you have less cold deaths. Okay, so that's going on. But there's something else going on. The percentage of people that are dying from heat has been going down. And that's because there's more air conditioning available. There's more cooling available. And it's not only true here, but in other countries as well. People can live in Phoenix, Arizona, which is extraordinarily hot during the summer, with almost no heat deaths. Why? Because there's air conditioning.
One of the fastest growing areas in the country, Maricopa County. Yes.
That's right. And it's not like everybody's dying there, right?
No, they're dying to get there in some cases, but they're not dying there. You know,
so you're absolutely correct. Heat waves are really not the problem that is being made on. And cold waves are really worse. That's true.
So last question. You could have just stayed neutral. You could have just sat this one out. And because whenever you stand up and take a stand, the brickbats come flying. So what has been the impact on Cliff Mass since you went public with this on your weather blog, which is one of the most popular blogs here in Washington State, the most popular by any UW faculty member?
Well, as expected, you know, people started going after me. You know, for instance, the Progressive Institute, you know, they went after me on Twitter, for instance. You know,
we know them.
Very nasty stuff and saying things that are completely untrue. So that's going to happen, you know. And you know, I'm worried, of course, that they'll try even more nasty things, complain to the UW and things like that. So I'm a little worried about that. But, you know, I think this is very important, and deceiving people about climate change as they're doing and pushing things that hurt low-income people, that's bad. And so I think it's important to stand up against it.
Well, good for you. And once again, I'm so glad that you are there to literally speak truth to power. Is there anything our listeners can do?
Well, they can vote for it. Vote yes on that initiative. And then... When politicians are coming up with these things that are just not true, you got to call them on them and tell them, you know, that they're not telling the truth. you know, maybe eventually we can change this ship around or move this ship around to a better direction.
You know, you're so right about that, Cliff. The reason why Seattle got into the deep trouble that it's in from crime, drugs, homelessness, is that too many politicians who were in a position to do something just looked the other way. When the far left was pushing Seattle policy, instead of, you know, many moderate to liberal politicians and others, instead of pushing back, they just kind of backed away. They looked the other way, and look how bad things got because people didn't stand up and take a stand.
Right, and it's far beyond this. It's far beyond climate change. It includes the police problem, which is terribly serious. It's a problem with homelessness in town. It is one issue after the other that we haven't been following a rational direction, and we're paying a terrible price for it. And that's what we have to change, to start using facts and rationality to deal with these great societal problems. We're not doing that. We have to do this.
So correct. So correct. Cliff Mass, always great hearing your voice. Thanks again for joining us this morning.
Good to talk to you, John.
You got it. That's Cliff Mass, the most esteemed climate scientist and weather expert in Washington State. Check out his great blog post, cliffmass.blogspot.com, or just Google Cliff Mass blog. And two S's, of course, in Mass. He really is someone who has been so honest, rigorously honest, and he's not guided by ideology. He's guided by facts, evidence, and reason, which are not at all to be found on the progressive left. And liberals are afraid of the progressive left, so that is why you have so many policies that are not tethered to facts, evidence, and reason that have taken sway in King County and in Seattle and in Olympia.